The following program was previously recorded. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Kind of you to tune in today. Vesper concerts. There's always something there. They're free and open to the public. And I would recommend, if you're interested in this one, you may want to look into getting there early. All the early seating tickets have already been reserved. It's Reflections of Us, Singing Our Way to Unity. And with me, Dr. Derek Fox, who is the director of choral activities at UNO, and he is running this program for Vesper Concerts. Welcome, Derek.
It's Thank great you to for having you me. Today. I appreciate it.
Let's talk about this program, because there's going to be a little special item in there as well.
Yeah. This program is something that's near and dear to my heart. It began when I first got to campus in 2016, and it was an outgrowth of an opportunity to teach students how to better communicate with each other and how to figure out not only what we have in common, but figure out how the things that make us different can also be used to uplift us as a community, and figure out just how to move on and how to move forward, as particularly at a time that was very tense and we needed to figure out how to talk to each other again. And so this concert started then as a small idea, and it grew and grew and grew, and then we connected with the Vesper organization here in town to create this event that you have in front of you right now. And so at the crux of the event, it's about the lived experiences of underrepresented populations and marginalized populations, not only in America, but really here in Omaha as well, because they exist and those lives are valid. So this concert is called Reflections of Us, Singing Our Way to Unity, because we want to get people in the space from different parts of Omaha who have either lived these experiences that we're going to be singing about, or maybe these experiences have been omitted or deleted from their lives, and we want to get them into the room and provide an on-ramp of discussion, because we know that everybody is at a different place when it comes to the topics that we'll be discussing, and we want to use music as a tool to build community. We say that oftentimes, but to truly be committed to that is to put together projects like this that bring together people from all walks of life and to make them think. And I'm not telling them what to think. I'm just asking them to think.
Where did you get the pieces of music then, and how did you bring those together to come to mm-hmm. one thesis, if you will, from different artists and different composers?
Absolutely. Well, the first kind of charge was to focus on composers that are from underrepresented populations and marginalized populations, because within that music is embedded their experiences. On the second half of the concert, we have two pieces that are really significant. We have Snow Angel by Sarah Cordell, and that piece really talks about love, the loss of a loved one. Talks about the idea that even though we look different, we all have these gifts that we're able to give to each other. And sometimes because we don't look the same, we discount people. And then something that we all can identify with is when you've spent your life giving in service to other people and you feel like you don't have anything else to give. And sometimes we feel bad about that. The second piece on the concert, and it's a really significant piece, is Seven Last Words of the Unarmed. And the piece was a cathartic way for the composer Joel Thompson to kind of lay out his feelings around the death of seven black men and due to gun violence. And what's particularly provocative about this is that sometimes the gun violence happened at the hands of policemen. And we talk about that with our students, and we name that, and we help them work through the feelings around that, because it's important. It's real. We can't ignore those things because they're still at play through in our lives all the time. And this piece allowed us, our students, to talk to each other and allowed me to talk to them and help guide them through this process. And it was also a way for me to kind of work through my own feelings around that topic as well. So it's personal for me, as well as for the students, and it will be for the audience as well, because Joel did not leave any of his emotions out of this piece.
Sure. Is there a piece of peacefulness, of mm-hmm. reconciliation, of tying it a circle around it to how do we heal?
Yeah. So the biggest part of this is to name things and get that out there for everyone. And then we're ending the piece with something called You're the One. It's a piece written by Dr. Raymond Weiss of Indiana University. And it connects to another program that we did with the Vesper organization in the fall, the Gospel Festival. Raymond wrote that piece. And it says, in a world that's in such despair, someone needs to know that you care. And perhaps you are the one that's been chosen. So after we lay out all this information, which some people will have some emotions around it that are pretty raw, we then give you a way to think about how to channel that energy, not only through the song You're the One, by telling you maybe the change that you want to see comes from you. And then within the program, people will turn to the back of their program, and I've listed out several places in Omaha where people can channel that energy. So if you feel convicted after what you heard, all you have to do is turn to that back page, and you'll have ready for you several places in Omaha where you can turn and channel those energies to help and support and uplift people in your community.
Music to entertain, music to inspire, and music as a call to action.
Absolutely.
He is Dr. Derek Fox, and he has put this together. Reflections of Us Singing Our Way to Unity. It happens March 10th at 7:30 p.m. at the Strauss Performing Arts Center at UNO. If you're looking for tickets or information on this, go to vesperconcerts.org. Dr. Fox, a real pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much
for having me. I appreciate it.
NPR continues now.